This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome into the studio our own Chris Callahan. Chris Callahan from the 24-hour WINA newsroom is live in studio, and I just wanted you to come in so I could tell you to your face, congratulations on 37 years at WINA.
It is a survivor. You talk about survivor.
I know. Every time I have a birthday, I just want to ring the bell. I'm like, gosh, I made another year. I can't believe it.
Yes.
That is, it's amazing. So I wanted to ask, 37 years ago, what's it, 1970?
73. Richard Nixon was president. It was the month of the Saturday Night Massacre with Elliot Richardson and Archibald Cox, and the firing of Archibald Cox, which is the Saturday Night Massacre and what have you.
So you are now, what are you, at UVA at the time or just?
I was a UVA student third year. Now, of course, at that time I was 26 years old. I came back on the GI
Bill. Because you were in the Navy,
I was in the Navy for 4 years.
And so you came back and went to UVA.
And I had a part-time job at WINA running Casey Kasem's American Top 40 on Saturday nights on WINA.
There you go.
When we played music at WINA.
And that was when back when rock music was on AM, by and large, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, it was on both AM and FM.
Yeah, by the early 70s.
But in Charlottesville, it was not on FM for the most part because the two FM stations in Charlottesville, two commercial FM stations, including our own Z95, was playing what some call dentist office music.
The easy
listening. Easy listening, Montavani. As a matter of fact, there was a joke at Z95, what's now Z95 at the time, that when Montavani died in the mid-70s, they should have draped the machine all in black.
Black bunting or something.
Because of the death of Montavani.
So the two FMs in Charlottesville at the time were playing easy listening. Rock was on AM.
Right. And you got to remember also, of course, that the two FMs are now in this building. They're what's 3WV, which at the time was WCCV-FM, which stands for Charlottesville and Central Virginia FM.
Okay.
It ceased to be January 9th of 77, and 3WV came into being.
That's when 77, when 3WV was launched and started playing rock on FM.
And QMZ, which stands for, it originally was WQMC, which is Quality Music of Charlottesville. That's what WQ, then became QMZ because they decided Z was a cooler letter than a C.
Now, where was all this taking place in 1974 when you were?
WQMC was WINA's FM. WINA went on the air in September of 49. We've been on the air 61 years. And I have been here for the first 24 of the station's 61 years.
And where was it?
It was down
like when you were working on Saturday nights playing Casey Kasem.
104 4th Street Northeast. We were right above Virginia Federal Savings and Loan. It was right across from Miller and Rhodes.
So it was on what's now the downtown mall.
Except there was no downtown mall.
Right. It was Main Street.
Main Street was a two-way street.
Yeah.
You know, you had the a one-way street to the north of us, one-way street to the south of us, and they bricked over the one two-way street. That was the downtown mall. It became the downtown
mall. Now, do you remember when you stopped doing the Saturday night Casey Kasems and went to work in the newsroom?
Actually, I'm sure it was April of 78. Yep. March is when I ended the disc jockeying, and I sort of was trained for a while, and then I became a newscaster April 15th, 78. And one of the first stories I ever did was when a bunch of young thugs beat up the parents of J. Harry Michael, who was later our federal judge.
Oh, yeah, I knew him well.
Over there on Wortland Street.
Yeah, that's where he grew up.
That's where he grew up, right. Parents, J. Harry Sr. and Ruby Michael.
Yeah, I actually met his mother before she died.
When her name
she
was Ruby.
When she was, I actually interviewed her back in the 90s when she was 104.
Yes, and some young kids beat her, came into their house and, you know, ransacked the place.
Oh, and that was huge news.
Of course it was huge. It happened the first day that I was in the WINA news department.
It's now I guess we call them home invasions now.
Yes, but we didn't call it that in April of 78.
Yeah, yeah, but that was the big news of the day then, I'm sure.
Well, he was our local state senator, and, you know, this is this would have been news regardless of whose parents they were, but they happened to be the parents of state senator.
Well, beside that, most unforgettable moment in 37 years at WINA?
Well, I mean, look at all the people we've had come to town. We've had all these presidents.
They've
all been here, haven't they? Well, all the recent ones have been here.
Well, Bush Sr. was here for the Education Summit in what, 92?
September of 89.
September
of 89. And we had people like the National Organization for Women that came to protest with Molly Yard, who was then the leader of the National Association of Women. And she was out there screaming at the top of her lungs down by the Omni Hotel about Bush. Now, of course, Bush was at Monticello.
Yeah.
Bush was with Jerry Belisle, who was then the governor of Virginia.
Yeah, yeah.
And George Duke Majum, the governor of California, Mario Cuomo of New York, you know, he was up there at Monticello with the governors, but his enemies were down there protesting down by the Omni Hotel.
Here you go.
These were things going on simultaneously.
Chris Callahan from the 24-hour WINA newsroom this week celebrating 37 years here at WINA.
But I have one other thing to tell you that.
Yes.
January 17th of 93, which is the Sunday morning before Bill Clinton became president, both Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, Al Gore and Tipper Gore were all at Monticello the morning of January 17th, 93. We had to go up there and cover it. Sarah McConnell, Rob Graham, and I all went to cover it. Rob was actually on the main—he wasn't up on Monticello Mountain, but Sarah and I were. I had to have my equipment all checked out by the dogs, those horrible Secret Service dogs, is the very unpleasant experience.
So they got to smell all your recording equipment.
Yes. It was 5 degrees. It was the morning of January 17th. It was the middle of January. It was freezing cold. We had to get up there at 5 o'clock in the morning for an event that would start at around 7:30. But, you know, everybody had to be in place for the president-elect and his entourage.
Yeah.
Where they spoke to local school kids, and we just sat there and shivered in 5-degree temperatures on Monticello Mountain.
Chris, congratulations.
Yes.
I'm going to send you back to the newsroom, and we're going to chat with Bill Bowling here in a minute.
Thanks.
Is that all right?
Sounds good.
Chris Callahan, congratulations, my friend. 37 years here at WINA, and we are honored to have him with us. He is a Charlotte Hill treasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.